to cast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Given a Cast, our second episode for the weekend in March 3rd, 2006. I'm your host, Mario Aguilar, and we're going to go through a lot of things this week. We got a lot of news from the websites out there and from the 10 Club itself, and so some real good, interesting confirmations and news that we've already heard of, but we're confirmed on here as of the site of Wednesday. And we're also going to have a new feature. We're going to have a song of the week where we're going to play a song that of your request, the most requested song, we'll play it that week. And we're also going to have a trivia question this week. We're going to put an easy one out there for you guys, and they're going to steadily get harder. We're also going to play a rare song, I guess we'll call it a rare song of the week for the lack of better term or better word or phrase for it. And we're going to play a song that maybe wasn't released by Pearl Jam, but they personally wrote it, or a cover song, or just a B-side, something that you don't hear a lot of. We're going to put it on for you guys to hear. And any suggestions you might have, please email them to givintocast@grandecom.net, or just put a comment on the blog I have, givintocast.blog. Excuse me, let's do that again. givintocast.blogspot.com. You can link up there, and you can just leave a message for me. Also, you can subscribe to us via iTunes just type in on the search under Pearl Jam or Given to Cast, and you should find us pretty easily there. If you have any questions, do email me with those, and I will try to help you out as best I can. And we're also going to end it up with viewer email comments, anything that you might have, ideas, show ideas, comments about me, how much times I stutter and stammer on this. You can do that, that's fine. I'm fine to hear that. Again, you can send those to the email or the blog spot. Without any further ado, we're going to hit the news. Well, guys, this week's in the news, we've got confirmation from the 10 Club. The big news on Wednesday was everybody thought there was going to be a press release. I thought it was going to be a press release. It turns out that the 10 Club just revamped their website, which actually looks pretty cool, and they've updated it a lot. I was going to review this website this week, but since it just came out and I haven't had a chance to actually go through the whole thing, I did notice some nice new things that they have as far as lyrics and that kind of thing for the website. So it's awesome and pretty cool, and it was about time they updated. It was kind of old already, getting on my nerves. But anyway, it looks really, really cool now. So anyway, in the current news that they have on their site, I'm going to go ahead and read off the news that they put on their site. Pearl Jam announced today that they will release their highly anticipated self-titled 8th studio album on May 2nd. Pearl Jam's new album marks the band's first studio release in nearly 4 years and their partnership with Jay Records. So at the picture they have on that, and you can click the link that we're going to have on our blog, on my website, on the blog site, to the10club.net, and you can take a look at their pictures they have. They are artwork for the album that looks like just a plain brown paper wrapper with the word Pearl Jam stenciled onto it. So borrowing any kind of changes, I think this is what the album's going to look like. And it looks pretty cool, something decent, nothing spectacular in artwork, but it's different. It's about time they've self-titled an album, so I think that's a good sign that this album is something that they're very proud of, and from what I hear, that it's their favorite, or the one they are most proud of, because they said that they haven't jammed like this since the 10 album. That's what I'm hearing on the boards out there for people who've actually heard the whole album or some songs on it. They also just kind of welcome their new site about different kind of things they have on the 10 Club site, and they've also saying that they're going to release Worldwide Suicide for free. Now that's pretty cool. On the 8th of March at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can download Worldwide Suicide on the 10 Club website for free, and it's going to be an MP3 version of the song that contains no digital rights management, so that you can share it with your friends. So that's going to be pretty cool. And in other news for club members, they're going to have a special announcement coming on March 7th. That's the day before the single release. And I will be putting a podcast out there especially for this announcement, since I'm a 10 Club member, and I'm sure most of you guys are too. If you're not, you need to become one. But that way you can get the idea. They're going to probably announce tour dates and times when tickets are going to go on sale. So you guys start cracking those piggy banks and counting those pennies and nickels and dimes like I'm doing, and see how many concerts you can be able to go to. Also, just want to add on there, we are going to be there. I say we, it's me. I will be at most of the, if not all the Texas shows, at least two of them. And we will be doing podcasts from those various areas or cities, wherever they decide to actually tour. I'm crossing my fingers here for Corpus. Corpus has just got a new state-of-the-art arena, American Bank Center, and it's awesome. I've seen a couple of shows there, including Motley Crue, Santana. I got to see George Lopez there live. It was just awesome and sold out. A lot of people can fit in there, so it should be something that they could fit people in, maybe have a date here. I don't know. It might be easier for people like in the Valley of Texas, South Texas area, to be able to witness a Pearl Jam concert. It's kind of hard to get all the way to San Antonio if you live in the Valley. It's a little easier to come up here. If you know Texas area, it's a little easier to come to Corpus than it is to go to San Antonio, Houston, or Dallas from the Valley. So that would be pretty neat. Crossing my fingers, not holding my breath, but it should be cool. So I will be coming up with a podcast. Just take a look at my blogspot site, and you'll see when we have the new one comes up. Of course, if you subscribe to my podcast, you'll get it automatically. And last in their news, it's the CCFA benefit at the Showbox in Seattle is going to be on March 18th, and the tickets are in advance are $20, and the day of the show at Tickets West, doors open at 8, and it's a 21 and over crowd, so it benefits the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and Mike McGreevy's going to be jamming out there with some other awesome bands. The lineup, I think, is the Super Suckers and Lee Rude and the Train Wrecks and more, so this should be awesome. If you're in the Seattle area, you might want to take a look at that and get to see Mike McGreevy jam out with some other guys. It should be awesome. And that's the news this week. Hey guys, it's time for Song of the Week, and this week we're going to do the Evolution. It's going to be a live version from the New York show back July 8th, 2003. I think this is probably one of the better renditions live of it. It's pretty cool. I love listening to Pearl Jam live, and so we're going to do this on a weekly basis. This will be our first song. So take a listen to Do the Evolution.
Evolution, man.
Okay, guys, it's time for the trivia question of the week, and this time we're going to start pretty easy. So, for you Pearl Jam fans out there, just take a listen. I'm going to go ahead and take the first correct answer via email. That's at givintocast@grandecom.net. And if you're the first person to answer, I will mention your name on the next podcast when we answer this question, and we will ask a second question and so on. So this week's question is, how many drummers have Pearl Jam had since their inception, since the beginning of their band, since the beginning of Pearl Jam itself? How many drummers have been involved or been a drummer for Pearl Jam? And if you want to, you can get some extra bonus points if you give me all the names of them, and I will mention your name. If you're the first person to give me the correct answer, I will mention your name on the next podcast, and I hope to hear from you guys. So keep writing in there, and hopefully here pretty soon we're going to have some kind of a giveaway for this segment. So again, the question of the week, the trivia question is, how many drummers have Pearl Jam have? Good luck. Hey guys, it's time for Rare Song of the Week, and this week I'm going to pick my favorite Rare song that I don't get to hear very or hear at all in concerts when we've gone to it. In fact, I haven't played it for at least a couple of, I'd say 10, 15 years. And it's from Atlanta, Georgia, from, I believe, April 2nd, 1992. And this song is one of my favorites, if not my favorite Rare song. And I hope they get around to learn how to play the song again so we can hear it live. I think it'd be awesome. Without any further ado, the Rare song of the week is Out of My Mind. Here it is. Thank you. So you guys, I got a special treat for you guys this week. We're gonna actually play the two singles off the Christmas single, A side and the B side. First, we're gonna start off with the A side. That's Little Sister with Robert Plant and jamming out with Pearl Jam at the House of Blues for the Hurricane Relief for Katrina concert. And here is the first side. Side A, Little Sister, followed by Side B, Gone, the demo version. Here you are, guys. Crank it up.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Say it's very nice and then you go. She's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old bow evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Oh, little sister, don't you? Yeah, little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Say it's very nice and then you roll. To your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Oh, little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? She's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old ball weevil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Yeah, little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Say it's very nice and then you roll.
Great song, great song. And now we're going to hear Gone, the demo version. This is the, from what I hear, it's the version that Eddie played in the hotel room. Here it is, Gone.
Upset mornings,
Segment of this episode is going to be dedicated to email questions and comments. I'm going to go ahead and just read one this week. We had quite a few, but I'm going to read one just because we're going a little long here. So I'm going to go ahead and read this one. It's from Jamie, and he writes, "Really like your idea for the podcast and really enjoyed your show, even though I was aware of all the news and stuff you mentioned. But I liked the layout, and it was good to have info presented in an easy, concise fashion." He goes on to list some things that maybe we want to take advantage of and try to include in our show. I do want to go through them real quick. He does make mention of tribute bands that play Pearl Jam songs or their versions of songs or their own original songs. Maybe we could try to find some of those and play them on our site, on our podcast. Yeah, he also mentioned some websites to go to, so we will review some of these websites here in future episodes. And he also makes mention of rare Pearl Jam songs that he'd like to hear as a segment and on our show. Well, we just started that this week, and that was his idea, so I went ahead and I'm going to give him credit for it. Jamie went ahead and gave me the idea for the rare song segment that we have. And he also goes on to conclude in his email that that's all he has for now. Good luck with the cast, and I'll be listening. Later, Jamie. He's actually all the way from Ireland. Hey guys, we're going to go ahead and add an extra song. We have the whole version of Worldwide Suicide I've gotten from some of the people on the boards that recorded off a radio station. So here, without any further ado, the whole song of Worldwide Suicide. Awesome song. I think that 15-minute clip we got last week didn't do this song justice, but I'm glad I got it on here. Awesome song. Can't wait to listen to the rest of the album. And if you have any questions again or any comments about the song, send them to my email address. It'll be something we'll talk about in the next coming episodes. Thank you so much, Jamie, for listening to us. That's going to conclude our show this week. Sure hope you liked it and enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a little message on our blog, that's givengivencast.blogspot.com. And if you want to send in some information, some comments, some show ideas, feel free to send them to my email at givengivencast@grandecom.net. And coming up here soon, the next episode, we're actually going to have a mini episode, a condensed version of the announcement that's going to come out on the 7th. So on the 7th, as soon as I get the announcement down and all the confirmation tour dates, that kind of thing, information for tickets, I will be making a special podcast for that and posting it as soon as we got it out. be a real quick recap of all the things that you probably read about and any kind of extra rumor that we might find out between now and then. So in the interim, you take care. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.